So let's talk about the story that's broken this week, if we can, Ruth. Tell us all about what happened and how it's gone on from here.
Well, as I said earlier about the fairy lights, you know, our nurses are just incredible. They work with people, yes, who are very close to dying, but absolutely they are living, and we want to help people to have their last wishes. And one of our patients who's with us currently is a huge fan of Star Wars, and he recognises that the chances of him being able to see the film on its release date on the 20th of December was highly unlikely. He has a young son, an older son, and his wife, and they just so wanted to see the film. And one of our nurses, Lisa Davis, one of our support workers, she discussed this with our marketing department, and they sent out a tweet on Wednesday saying, is this possible? Is there any opportunity for early releases of the film? And that really created a Twitter frenzy that went practically viral, more than 1,000 times seen, and more than 500,000 people actually responded to this. And it was then picked up by Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, of course, saying good luck. And then not long after that, the following day, we had the CEO, Bob Iger, saying, we will try to make this happen. So, I mean, I think it's true to say, we are still in complete shock, as is the family, as are the nurses, as are our marketing department, in fact, everybody, that actually this is now going to happen. Mm. It will happen and is happening. And this is just fantastic.
Well, we wish that patient, you know, that this is such, you know, we've got to say massive thank you to everybody there, because I wasn't aware of the story. John, when we were talking to Karen and Debbie on Tuesday, he said, have you seen this tweet that Rowans are trying to get out? And so he said, I've got some contacts with doing films and stuff like this. So then he was contacting, and all of a sudden everybody picked it up and felt, you know, this is the story that if anybody can make it happen, let's get to Disney, let's get to Iger, and let's pick this up so we can make it happen for this guy. So it's an incredible story, and it sums up what Rowans is about. It's about the community, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, one of the wonderful things that's happened, because all these things have knock-on effects. So actually on Wednesday night, there was a party at the hospice, and a whole host of people, all avid Star Wars fans, all came to the hospice bringing, you know, all the memorabilia, iconery from the films. In fact, one of our rooms, you know, as I go in, I feel like I'm being about to be killed by a load of stormtroopers or protected by them. It's just absolutely amazing. And we've got props, stunt doubles, just everything you can imagine. It's wonderful. In fact, it's almost starting to look like a museum in one of our rooms. And, I mean, I can hardly express the excitement here and the emotion, because this, you know, there is a bit of sweetness about this story. But the joy, and the patient has actually said himself, he feels like he's won over £1 million. It's just incredible, you know, that gift. He's been waiting to see this film since 1977, and he really thought he wouldn't. So just amazing.
Well, it's honestly, the more we talk about it, the more welling up I'm doing. I've got such a massive lump in my throat. It's incredible.
I know.
But the main thing is that we keep Rowans going. I mean, massive thank you to Disney. Massive thank you to Mr. Iger. Massive thank you to you and all the hard work you do. And the thing is, we need to support the Rowans Hospice through this incredible period. So how can I get involved with Rowans, my lovely Ruth?
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I just want to say, I was just talking to Jill, one of our nurses. She said, gosh, if everybody who tweeted just gave us £1, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah.
And she's right. It would be wonderful. And it would help our Silver Jubilee appeal move forward. Of course, we don't, you know, this isn't about making money, but needless to say, we are an independent hospice and we rely heavily on the community support, and we have various opportunities for people to part with their money, needless to say, through our lottery, our retail shops, and through giving, donations, and our website is somewhere where you can donate. We will accept checks. In fact, we will basically accept money in any form, to be honest with you, Darren. And in fact, Nesbitt's, who've helped us with the silver appeal, they're still accepting silver for auction. So you name it, you know, people can offer something. And sometimes it's not the large amounts, it's the smaller amounts. As you say, we've got this wonderful supportive community. And at this moment in time, we feel we've got an international community that's supporting our work, which is just incredible. Just incredible.
Listen, Ruth, as always, it's an honour to talk to you. Thank you ever so much, ladies. Please send all our thanks from Express FM and everybody who tunes in to all the great work that you do over there at the Rowans. Thank you very much indeed.
And thank you for plugging our Strictly. And I think we might see you there, hopefully.
Yes, you've got the dodgiest compare that you could have ever pulled out of the hat, Ruth. I don't know where you've gone from there.
Oh, right, okay. Yes, is that the one that looks a bit like Bruce Forsyth?
yeah, as he is now. Yeah. Thanks, Ruth. All the best to you, my darling. You're an absolute star. Thank you. Again, you want to find out more about Rowans Hospice and all the work that they do? Oh, well. Go to Rowans Hospice on your search engine to have a look. And please donate. $7.5 million they need to keep the Rowans Hospice going, and we can do it. And massive, huge thank you to everybody at Disney UK, everybody at Disney US, all the people who got involved and retweeted that tweet. The man's dream has come true. This is especially for you.